This is Kinetic Podcast, a podcast geared for those reaching kids for Christ. I'm your host, Josh Combs. In each episode, we aim to inspire you and equip you, and most of all, energize your kidmen. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode. What's going on, everyone? Thank you so much for joining us on Kinetic Podcast this week. I'm your host, Josh Combs, and this is a podcast for you, all of our kids ministers out there, all of our kids pastors, kids evangelists, pastors. Maybe you're not involved in kids ministry, but you're interested in it or you're about to be. We're here to energize your kidmen. So thank you so much for joining us. Before we get started with this week's episode, I want to give a big shout out to one of our listeners who goes by the Madster, who left a review on the iTunes interface. He left a 5-star review saying, "Keep up the good work. Great podcast for kids ministers, concise and relevant with ideas that will inspire your kids ministry." So thank you to the Madster for leaving that review. If you enjoy Kinetic Podcast and you get something out of the content that we bring each month, please go on iTunes interface and type in Kinetic Podcast. If you're already subscribed on there, you can find it right on iTunes and leave us a review. It really helps us get the word out about Kinetic Podcast and continue to share this podcast with other kids ministry leaders as well if it has helped you. Well, this week's episode is all about finding your creative voice in kidmen. And we talk with Miko Carter from New Brunswick, Canada, and he shares some practical tips on how to keep the creative juices flowing and how to just find your inner creative voice and your own style in kids ministry and speaking to kids. We talk about different scenarios of speaking to kids in kids church, also speaking to kids in the sanctuary and the big kids church. A lot of churches have been doing that, which is a great thing the past 10, 15 years, where there's a kid service with the kids and the adults involved. And so he gives some great tips on that, and also to how to just have a creative culture in your kids' ministry. And so this is a great episode, and we hope it inspires you, and we hope it helps you and to be more effective. And most of all, we hope it energizes your kidmen. So this is Miko Carter. Well, today on Kinetic Podcast, it is so good to have a good friend of mine. Miko Carter is from Miramichi, New Brunswick, Canada, and he is a pastor and been a kids evangelist with his wife, Jessie, and 3 kids for the past 12 years. And it is so good to have Miko on the episode today. He's going to talk to us. Miko, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, man. It's great to talk to you, and just excited. Just excited to have a conversation here.
Definitely, man. When did we first meet? It's been a while. Was it in Ontario that we first met?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I know it was such a memorable experience, you know, that you remember when you met me.
Man. Yeah, that was a great time. that was one of the best for sure. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you don't have to say that, man, but I appreciate it. I'll take it anyway. But but Miko, thanks so much, man, for being on the podcast. And as you might know, this is a podcast where we have kids pastors, kids evangelists, and even some pastors listening. And why don't you just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started in kids ministry, and what you're doing right now?
Well, how I got started, I guess, I was a young teenager, so you just help out in Sunday school classes and that. And my dad was the Sunday school director for the Atlantic District, so New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island at that time. And he ended up getting asked to go and do the junior camp in Nova Scotia, which is a neighboring province. And it was like a Tuesday or a Wednesday night, and he had to go back home to do Bible study. And he was kind of like, "All right, you're in." And just kind of threw me in there. And the very first time I ever did it, I talked about how the Holy Ghost is for everybody. And there's 7 that got the Holy Ghost and 5 that got baptized or something like that. And so I kind of got hooked on it. right from the start, and just been doing it here and there as the opportunities arise ever since. And so, you know, usually about, ends up being about once a month, I guess, between pastoring, working full time, and trying to be around so my kids recognize my face and stuff like that. So
definitely. And you and Jesse, your wife Jesse, you guys are pastors now, correct?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we just started doing that just the first of this year, and so it's a little bit of a challenge. It's an hour and a half away, so it's a little bit of a drive in that. But it's a really great church, really good people, and so they're patient with us, and they understand when we have to go and do kid service in that. So they're really great with that for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And I need to add too, I know you're a young guy, I can say. You know, I just hit 30, so a lot of people are now younger that didn't used to be to me. But you're what, in your early 20s, right?
Yeah, I'm 25, yeah.
25, man, and a lead pastor. So that's awesome, man. Very cool. And you're still doing kids ministry, kids evangelism. So our topic today, Miko, is about creativity in kids ministry. Because kids ministry, we all know, just by its very nature, you know, we have to be creative. And you know, there's obviously people that, you know, have different levels of creativity. But being in kids ministry, just in general, there's going to be some kind of spark or ounce of creativity. Or if you're in kids ministry long enough, you'll become creative, you know, just trying to just get things going and get kids' attention. So I want to talk about that today, not just being creative, you know, with talking to kids. That's, we're definitely going to talk about that, but just in general, you know, how to keep those creative juices flowing with themes and how we relate with kids and in our kids' ministry and in speaking to them. So kind of just walk us through your process. You know, when you do a kid service, I've had the privilege to see you in action, and you're doing all kinds of awesome stuff. You're impersonating, you're doing voices, you're doing role playing where you're basically like a one man skit. And so you got a lot of creative things going on. So what's kind of your process of, you know, if you are doing a kid service and, you know, you're not sure what you're going to speak on, and if you were to start from scratch, kind of go through your process of how you prepare to speak and minister to kids.
Well, I do not do well with like saying, okay, Miko, you're going to sit down right now and you're going to come up with an idea. Like that just seemed to get me nowhere. But I'm always trying to just take some time and just think and just let ideas and let just it, kind of experiences in my past, things that I've seen other people do, just little skits that I've seen, just kind of all these different things that I've been a part of, and just let it run through my system, and all of a sudden there'll be something, just an idea that'll come out of it. Like one day I was driving to do a kid service, like a weekend of services, and as I'm driving, this idea just hit me to do a musical, like to make songs kind of the focus and kind of the main part of the story and of the kind of the whole thing that we're doing. And then I just kind of got thinking, okay, what story could I do with this musical? And I ended up coming up with the story of Samson. And that night I went and stayed up till I don't know what time it was in the morning and just wrote lyrics and took songs and music from different sources that are recognizable to the kids. And I put my own spin on the words and kind of make it work with the story of Samson. And that's not like it's been fairly successful. And so I try and sit down and try and come up with it all over again. Oh, I'm going to do another one. It just doesn't work for me that way. I just let the inspiration kind of hit me whenever it decides it's going to, kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's funny. I kind of relate in the same way, you know, and I'm sure a lot of kids ministers too can relate in this way. You know, the joke is, you know, you have preachers, you know, the serious preachers, you know, that they get their messages from the Bible. Well, you and I, we usually get our messages from Toys R Us, you know, or the dollar store, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I love what you said there is just kind of times, a lot of times ideas just kind of you know, just kind of hit you. So let's kind of unpack that a little bit more as far as, you know, obviously, you know, you were driving in your car and you had an idea pop in your mind. But I think a lot of people, again, can relate. They read something, they see something. So what are kind of the things that you're looking for when coming up, let's say, you know, it's a lesson idea or you know, like a fun icebreaker idea or mainly, you know, just kind of a main point. What are the things that you're looking for that you say, hey, you know what, this could work or this couldn't work? What's kind of your criteria that goes through that?
Well, the number one thing is I've got to think it's fun. Like, I've got to, like, really like it. And if I really like it, then I'm crazy enough to just try it. And I kind of, like, I guess I like the kids be my inspiration as well, like, to a certain extent. You know, like, I'll try a lot of different things to try and connect with them. And if I feel like it really resonates with them and I feel like they really grasp onto that, then that's kind of how I guess I determined that it's a good idea. Even if I thought it was going to be so much fun and they're kind of just staring at me, wondering what in the world I'm doing. It's just trial and error. Like if I can have fun doing it, a good percentage of kids are just going to join in just for the sake of having fun. Just an excuse to be crazy or do something weird and wacky. So I guess if I'm going to do it and I'm going to put the time into it, like I just want to have fun doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Has there ever been, and I know we can all have these stories, has there ever been instances where you had an idea and it wasn't that great, you know, and as far as you didn't think it was that great or the kids didn't, and then you just started to tweak it, you know, and it became something else, or maybe you just dropped it all together. Have you ever had that happen? Kind of, you know, the trial and error.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, one time, I thought I had this great idea to do make the whole setup, like the whole hour that I had, as kind of like this talk show, like with a bunch of different things, you know, like interviewed one kid about what it was like to get the Holy Ghost, and I had a magician come in and do a thing and that, and I just thought that was a wonderful idea. I thought that was fantastic. And I have not done it since. it flopped hard.
Let's just say the talk show didn't get renewed for a second season.
Oh, it didn't. You know? No. And another time, I thought I had this great idea, and I know, like, you know, I'm not speaking ill of any children's evangelist right now, but I had this wonderful idea that I was gonna like read a book, like just sit up in front and read a book to the kids. And I've seen people do that, and it was successful. So there's obviously somebody out there that knows how to do it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And it was kind of a new idea. I hadn't done it yet. And I'm at a kid's service, and the people are telling me about kind of somebody who was there and, you know, it didn't go over all that well. And they're like, you know, he read a book. And I was like, oh no. I guess my idea of reading a book is not going to happen here.
We can all relate to that. You know, I think just in whether we're kids evangelists or kids pastors or Sunday school teachers, you know, we all go through trial and error phases where we do things and it doesn't work great. And we're like, okay, next. Or, you know, we kind of have to tweak it. So what's kind of been in your experience of, you know, because again, I love what you said there as far as, you know, you've seen maybe other people do this one method or use, you know, read a book or do something else, but maybe, you know, with you, it didn't resonate the best. So what would you say, just kind of encouragement or practical advice for kids pastors out there, Sunday school teacher out there that's trying to find their own creative voice? You know, we all want to find our own creative God-given voice, God-given talent, you know? And so for you, what is that, you know, as far as your talents and how would you encourage someone else to find that and to hone that voice?
Well, I guess for me, what I've kind of stuck with is Bible stories. So I don't think I would be successful, you know, sitting and reading a book, but I can tell a story using props, you know, just coming up with this weird and wonderful thing that I'd maybe just add to the story that may not be doctrinally correct in the sense that you won't find it in the Bible, but it's just a point just to kind of bring the story to life in the kid's brain somehow. And I'm always careful to try and tell them what's in the Bible and what's not at the end, but just something just strange and kind of different, I guess. Like, I've done the story of Noah's Ark in a cow costume, and the kids just giggle the whole way through it because here I am and I've got this cow costume on, and they're wondering what in the world is, like, what's this weird person doing here telling us a Bible story? As far as, like, other people finding their creative voice, I really think it just comes with, you know, just being willing to go out on a limb and try some different things and finding what it is that you enjoy and what you find that just sticks with the kids. I think a really good way to do that is to stay connected to the kids. Really let the kids kind of inspire you. Really stay connected with them and, like, kind of know a little bit of what they're into. Know a little bit of what they enjoy, because that'll really help you find something that just works and sticks with them. Like in the musicals that I've come up with, I usually have a Disney song, like, because these kids, they may see you know, Frozen and they know the song, and then all of a sudden I start singing the song, but all the words are wrong, but they're listening, they're really paying attention, because they know the song and it sticks with them. It's something that you know, obviously has connected with them in some way, and so I try and just feed off of the connections that they already have, what already kind of they understand, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that, because you're getting to kind of speak their language and
what
relates to them and what they can understand, and I think that's important. That's great advice. So, kind of switching gears a little bit, we're still talking about, you know, finding our creative voice and being creative. So, kind of switching from talking specifically about preaching from a stage or ministering to kids from a stage. You know, and I know you've been involved in local kids ministry as well. You know, were you ever a kids pastor, or were you more of like just a local kids leader? You have to remind me.
I did. Not for, I guess, like an extended amount of time. I ended up moving kind of in the middle of it all. But I was kids pastor here in Miramichi for a little bit.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you've definitely been in that role of kind of keeping your finger on the pulse, you know, making sure that things are upbeat, that are relevant, that are spirit filled. So kind of switching the gears of not just finding our creative voice, but how can we recreate a creative culture, you know, in our kids ministry? Again, we have kids pastors that are listening that want to make sure that, you know, we're biblically based, you know, doctrinally sound, but that we're being creative. You know, we all know about the poor old felt board that gets, you know, bashed all the time. You know, we can't go back to the days of the felt board, you know, which we can't, obviously, but, you know, that I think that saying has a lot to it, as far as I think there's kind of this, you know, I don't know if there's a fear, but I feel like there's a concern in kids pastors of, okay, hey, I want to make sure that I'm not, you know, out of touch or not cool. And so what would you say, you know, to kids pastors, you know, trying to create that balance of, you know, okay, we want to be spirit filled, we want to be biblically based, but also in with that, we want to make sure that we have a culture that, you know, really fosters creativity and encourages creativity and encourages teachers and kids ministers to step out of the box. What in your experience has done that?
I would have to say, I guess what's come to mind here is, I guess a good way that I stay connected and kind of bridge that gap of staying relevant and also, you know, staying true to what we believe is I'd like to have conversations with the kids. You know, if, you know, church is at 7:30 and you're there at 7 and some of the kids are kind of filtering in, I like to just sit down and just talk to them. And, you know, of course it's, you know, we're not talking about the weather and that, we're talking about, whatever is in their brain and whatever's going to come out and whatever they're going to say. And I just try and figure out what I can even put in my story, what I can even insert quickly, into what we're doing that day, that'll just get their attention. Like maybe they're looking and they're counting how many flies are on the wall, and not listening. But then all of a sudden I mentioned something that we talked about, and they're in, I've got them again for a few minutes. I just try and bring something to them that just trigger something that they'll start paying attention to me. And then I've got the message, I'm trying to bring it to them. And so that, I guess that's just how I connect it myself. I know even sometimes I'll get to a kid's service and it's, you know, it's like 15 minutes until we start and I just don't have the energy. I just feel wiped. Maybe I just drove, you know, a couple hours to get there, or maybe I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. Maybe I may feel like I haven't prepared quite enough and I'm wondering what I should do. A lot of times what I end up doing is I end up going out and just talking to the kids and just kind of listening to them. And that really kind of gets my juices flowing. Like it kind of, they inspire me. I just feed off of their energy and I hear what they're saying. And like I said, I can refer to that. Like if I use them in a story, I can just make a quick comment about their favorite hockey team or something like that. And I really feel like that connects them with what I'm doing, with the story that I'm telling, with the message that I'm trying to instill in them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it all comes down to that, you know, relationships with the kids, connecting with the kids, listening to what they're saying and kind of paying attention to that. Now, would you say, you know, Miko, more of like a macro level as far as, you know, more of a, not just on an individual basis, but just as a whole, you know, whether, let's say, for example, if a kid's passer, you know, they're writing their own curriculum or they're choosing their own themes. You know, what kind of in your past when you kind of served in that role as far as just in general, not just like, you know, teaching for a Sunday, but just the whole direction and vision of being creative as a ministry, you know, what would you say that could help kind of, you know, kind of steer and give you direction as far as, you know, being creative, you know, as a whole, if I'm making sense, as far as, you know, kids coming into our ministry, we want to make sure that the direction that we're going or the vision that we have, that we're being creative, that we're being effective, you know, in that regard, what has helped you there in the past?
I think it's really good to have some type of team if possible, because I'm, as far as like a kids church, Sunday school kind of program, like maybe a VBS or something that's kind of extended, like it feels like I feel like you're describing, I can come up with the idea. Like I come up with something, but as far as like putting the idea and making it come alive, like especially in the way of like decorations or backdrop or kind of the atmosphere that is set by, you know, art and stuff like that, I'm terrible at that.
Hey man, I'm same way. That's why I married a very creative wife.
we were gonna have a kids day at the church in Salisbury, and it was like Saturday morning, so it's like the day before, and I was like, oh man, like I don't even have any decorations. So like in my brain I'm like thinking, I'm like, I'll just go to the dollar store and I'll just get like a bag of balloons and I'll be fine. And I got there, and thankfully the Sunday school director of the church has got ambition and creativity, and I walked in and the whole place was just unbelievable. It was just a totally new place, and I was just so thankful that I didn't go and get my balloons and just have random balloons lying around all over the place. I have other people, like they may not be able to get up and tell the story, but they can kind of create the atmosphere whenever the kids walk in, that it's just, wow, this is different, this is new, this is exciting. And then you've got their attention before you've even said a word, kind of thing. So,
yeah, no, I love that, man. And I can totally relate to that, you know, as far as when it comes to an individual level, you know, of talking to the kids, you know, I feel like I can have a good direction of where I'm going and do things that get their attention. But I'm a big believer, and we've done, you know, podcasts on that, or episodes on that, on this podcast, of surrounding yourself with a team. You know, if you're not, like you said, like, you know, if you're not very good at decorating or coming up with, you know, an idea or coming up, you know, with a mural or painting a mural, you know, surround yourself with other people that are creative, because one, you know, it's not all, you doing it. It's not all one person, which isn't biblical to begin with, right? We're the body of Christ. But then number two, they're gonna do things and think of things and see things in a way that you and I would maybe never see. And so I think that's a great point, is don't be afraid, you know, to surround yourself, you know, with other people. And I think a lot of times, you know, I think a lot of times too, in our churches, you know, it's good to have that we kind of open our eyes and realize, you know what, this person, I've seen this person, you know, sketch, or I saw them do something for their work or for school, you know, and I really feel like, you know, my experience, you know, that it might take just kind of being creative yourself as far as looking for people, but there are people out there that have talents, that have, you know, those gifts that, you know, that they would love to be involved in that, that aspect, you know, just kind of, you know, as being a leader of realizing that, hey, they're going to fill that space a lot better than I am. So yeah, no, that's a great answer.
And what a load off, hey, like you can do your thing and you can allow somebody else to do their thing. And,
yeah.
You know, it just gives you more freedom to be successful and to, make an impression on the kids. So,
and I think what it also does too, is it allows others, you know, they might not be doing exactly what you're doing. You know, they might not be in front of the kids per se all the time, but allows them to also fulfill their calling, you know? And I read a tweet, man, it's been a couple of years, but I still remember it, and I'm going to kind of butcher it and paraphrase it. But, the tweet basically said that, you know, a lot of times we always talk about, you know, not wanting to overuse our volunteers and burn them out. And the tweet said something to the effect of, well, you know, what can be as damaging is underusing people, you know, or underusing, volunteers, underusing someone that has that gift and that talent. And not utilizing that. And so I really think that that's, you know, a key part of kids ministry is, you know, just kind of getting the body of Christ involved and having them contribute in ways that you and I couldn't.
And too, like in I don't know if this is, maybe a rabbit trail off the side, but
go for it.
From the evangelistic side of things, like being the evangelist that shows up to a church, yeah, where they've already done all that work and like they've already made that all happen. Like that's an incredible thing. You know, cause you've got these churches and they've put all this time and effort and, you know, that allows you just to come in and really focus on the kids. And that's just an incredible thing. Plus what I like to do is when I go somewhere, if I notice that there's that one person who just gets it with the kids, and the kids, they just love that person. And, they're really drawn to that person. Sunday school teacher, a youth or something, I really love to use them somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Because that'll do a lot of work for me.
Yeah.
Kids see that person that they know and that, that person that has, you know, rapport with them. Just really connects it and really makes everything memorable. And just really ties it all together really nicely.
And I know that is a rabbit trail, but I love that. I love that rabbit trail. We are kids ministers, so we'll follow any distractions that come our way. But no, as a kids evangelist, you know, and I know we do have some kids evangelists, you know, listening, and this can be not just for kids evangelists, but for, you know, anyone that maybe speaks in a large group format. But I know for me personally, action songs are a great way to kind of read the crowd and see which ones are getting involved, you know, which ones are really, you know, into it. And then the ones that aren't involved at all, so that way you can embarrass them later, you know. But you know, that's very good. That as a kids evangelist and as someone, you know, if you're a kids pastor and you're doing a kids service in your sanctuary with the adults, you know, that can be intimidating. You know, that's something that you're not used to. But getting adults involved, getting, you know, teenagers up there involved, you know, kids love to see adults and teenagers look goofy. You know, so I know my experience.
Oh man,
has
I cannot.
Been great.
I cannot speak enough of adult and youth involvement in the action songs, and like if the adults and the youth are involved in the action songs, then they're involved in the altar. Like it just all flows together. Like it just creates an atmosphere for, you know, the spirit to move, and it gives you freedom to feel like you can do exactly what you need to do. It's just it's definitely a joint effort. I get excited whenever I see adults jumping up and down and being crazy, 'cause that just makes life so much easier.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of times too that, you know, again, if, and I know we're talking about a very specific scenario, but it does happen, you know, if you have a kids minister that's leading a service where there are adults in there, you know, I think another good point is, you know, don't be afraid to have some humor or something for the adults, you know, and I know you do that as well. What kind of helps you kind of keep that balance to where, you know, it's not above the kids' heads, but it's also not too kiddy for the adults? What's kind of, you do a great job of that. What's your balance of making sure everyone, you know, gets something out of it?
I try and I guess I just really believe that there's a little bit of kid in everybody. So it doesn't, you know, the joke doesn't have to be, it can be pretty silly. Like, it doesn't have to be a joke that only kids would get, or a joke that only adults would get. Like, just a good old fashioned, just silly, nonsensical joke kind of brings everybody in. They're just, a lot of times you get there and people are just happy just to be able to just to laugh. They just want to, just an opportunity to laugh. And I just really believe that there's a little bit of kid in everybody, and just takes sometimes the adult who is up front in front of all these kids, bringing and letting the kid come out of them. That's just kind of contagious sometimes. And people kind of open up and they're like, okay, well, if that guy can look silly, then sure, I can look silly too.
Yeah, it really breaks the ice, you know, and especially if you're in a church where they're not used to that, maybe they haven't done a lot of kids services in the sanctuary, you know, really doing, you know, relating to everyone, really can break the ice, you know, and if there's any kind of awkwardness or yeah, for
And
sure.
sometimes the ice is
Well,
really thick.
Sometimes you got to bring a torch
Yeah, but
to
you just
melt the
gotta sell
ice.
it. Like, you just gotta keep going. Like, don't let them get you down. You just keep going, and like that the ice will break.
One little trick that I've seen, you might, I'm sure, use this is, you know, if you have everyone in their suits, you know, is get all the guys, you know, to wear a, take their tie and put it on their heads, you know, and say, hey, from now on, we're all going to be, you know, we're all going to be kids, you know, or, you know, as a kids evangelist, I know a lot of times, you know, if you go into a church and especially with a kids pastor, you know, they have, you know, the say in this is, you know, encourage people to, you know, dress goofy, you know, and they don't have to be in costumes, but I've seen, you know, where it's like, you know, opposite Sunday where everyone, you know, wears their clothes inside out or crazy hair Sunday, you know, just things like that that seem silly. Again, like you said, it breaks that ice, you know, and it gets everyone on the same level.
Yeah, what I do a
So.
lot is I will get everybody in the room to close their eyes and just pick a number between 3 and 10. And then they'll all pick a number, I'll get them to yell it out, and then I inform them that that's the age that they have to be today.
Yeah, I
Usually
love that.
that gets some of them just chuckling about the fact, you know, oh wow, I'm 7 years old today. And then I always clarify that the reason I picked between 3 and 10 is because I've got enough diapers to change at home. I don't need any more here today.
That's awesome.
A good diaper joke to loosen up.
Yeah, there you go. Always. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah, and those are some great, I think, practical things that are needed, you know, because I think that kind of scenario, that setup is so important. And I feel like we're seeing a lot of that, you know, in the past 10, 15 years of churches doing, you know, corporate kids churches where it's a family service, you know, and it really, obviously, it's great for the kids, but it's also great for the families to see that, hey, this church is putting my kids, you know, in the spotlight. And, you know, whether it's a VBS Sunday or a kids revival, yeah, those are some great things, man. Great things to keep
Yeah,
in
for
mind.
sure. Yeah.
So, Miko, as we wrap up, man, is there anything you want to add, as far as, you know, just finding your creative voice? Any last minute encouragement you want to give to our listeners about finding their creative voice in kids ministry?
I would just say, you know, if you can just come up with something that is just memorable, something that the kids will remember, that's the first step, is to get something that they can kind of look back to. I think of, you know, when I was a kid, I remember going to Circle Square Ranch camp, and the most memorable one was Brother Whitkiss and the way he told stories and the stories that he told. You know, I'll never forget certain parts of that because of just the way he made it so memorable. You think of certain evangelists that have certain puppets and certain things. I believe it's the Borlicks, and they have a puppet. I think his name's Roscoe or something like that. But I remember, you know, he would always have this skit where he's gonna preach, and you know, he had that little breath on the end of every sentence, and that you just never forget that. I think of the, I believe it's the O'Briens. They had this opossum that, you know, saying about the give me that old fire engine. You know, that's just like just so. Just if you come up with something memorable, that's the first step. It's something that that will trigger in children's minds, and then you got to connect that with the message. And then once you do that, then that's to me that's success. If whenever they think of that funny memory, they can think of what they learned, you know, at the same time. And to me, I really feel like that is a great way to be creative, come up with something creative, but also not that it's just about what that was funny. I remember that, but I remember what I learned in the midst of all that.
Definitely. That's awesome, man. And I agree with that. That's some great, great insights that people can use. Well, Miko, thank you again, man, for being on this episode. I know I've gotten a lot of that out of it. I've been blessed, and I know our listeners will be as well. Man, thank you so much again for being on Kinetic Podcast.
Oh, man, it was my pleasure. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
And we want to thank all of our listeners again for joining us on Kinetic Podcast. We hope what you heard today has inspired you. We hope it will challenge you. And most of all, we hope it energizes your kidmen. Until next time, God bless.